Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks. As you can tell, we need you out here to make sure everyone knows when to start clapping. All right, here's the cue. When I say we're live at Taco Bueno, that's when you clap. Let's try this one more time.
Okay, all right.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Taco Bueno. In Arlington, hey, and if you think he can figure that out on the first try, come on down. If you're thinking I can't figure it out until the second try, well, you'll still fit right in here with this motley crew. 5748 Southwest Green Oaks, Taco Bueno in Arlington. Still got giveaways happening, delicious Taco Bueno food that we need to get to some to Alec and, of course, us. And right now, we do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. Corey, I'm concerned that a lot of these are going to be like Cowboys win because the Green Bay bus crashes or something.
Oh, no.
Really terrible.
We don't wish anything like that upon
no,
anybody.
I don't want it to happen. I'm right. Worried yeah. That that's what people are going to text in, that that's the only way that the Cowboys can win this game. I came up with another way.
All right.
Cowboys win because the Packers destroy themselves with penalties. Now, you go back to that Cleveland game. The Packers were flagged 14 times. Take a step back to the Washington game before that, and I know they won that game, but they were flagged 10 times against Washington. So just in the last two games, 24 flags. And look at the very last game that they had. Final possession of the first half. They had driven from their own 12-yard to the Cleveland 38. Then what happens? You have a false start for the Packers. Then you give up a sack. Then you have an illegal block in the back. And then another sack. And then the half's over. And you don't score any more points. And it's easy to look back at that now and think about how vital that could have been to maybe get an earlier start on putting that game away. So I think you can win if the Packers continue their trend of really shooting themselves in the foot with penalties.
Cowboys win. And if they do, Kevin, you get a free taco the day after a Cowboys win here at Taco Bueno. The official taco of the Dallas Cowboys. So don't forget that if the Cowboys do win. I say Cowboys win because they the Packers stupidly try to establish the run.
And I would love that.
They're like, hey, we're going to run the football. And the Cowboys are like, you're not really. And then they never change their mind and say, we have to start throwing the ball. It would not make any sense, Kevin, to try to establish the run against the Cowboys right now. You're just going to keep the game close for yourself, and that's unnecessary if you're playing against them.
Until they can prove they can cover anybody.
Yeah, so I think that Matt LaFleur really does want to run the ball. Josh Jacobs has had a little lack of success where they wanted to because they've been throwing the ball a lot too, and so I think that he's going to be like, I'm going to do this a lot, and it's going to work into the Cowboys' favor. And now, here's the other thing, though, Kevin. We need a halftime swing something bad. This team, and this goes back for years now, does not get the advantage of the halftime swing.
Yeah.
They can't score before, they can't execute the score before the first half. They even had time. They had plenty of opportunities in the last two games to do that and then do the same thing, having the ball coming out of the second half, and they have not capitalized on that. So I think it's going to be because the Packers are like, well, we're going to run the ball early in the game and then halftime adjustments turn it over a different way. But if they stupidly try to just establish the run the entire game, the Cowboys benefit.
Now, there is some...
Because that shortens the game for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're in the inferior team, that's what you, in theory, that's what you want to do is shorten the game. Some daily fantasy-based ways of saying this from the 214. The Cowboys win because Underdog says plus 257 on that. Okay.
Okay.
By the way, that's a new feature, is you can do that on Underdog by
making plays on games
and the teams. And then from the 214, I'm afraid this might be right. Cowboys win because they win the turnover battle 5-1. This does kind of feel like a game in which you need to win the turnover battle by multiple turnovers if you're going to win the game. And then for the 817, the Cowboys could win if Jordan Love had them on the money line and threw the game. Now, hopefully he makes far more money from playing NFL football than that, but you never know. Alec, do you have a Cowboys win because we might need them?
Cowboys win because they do what they finally said they have the ability to do after they traded Micah Parsons. They scheme up pressure, and they finally get home, and they finally get to the quarterback, because I heard you guys talking about it a little bit throughout the week, and you saw it in the loss to Cleveland for Green Bay. That
yes.
Cleveland obviously has one of the, if not the best defense in the NFL, so you got to give them credit there, but when they were able to force pressure towards Jordan Love, they scored less points. It's pretty simple math, and Jordan Love looked like he was off his schedule a little bit. His timing was off, and you know, we joke that sometimes Jordan Love does like being off schedule, but that was more of a last year thing for him. This year, he looks like he likes to plant his feet. He likes to have his rhythm. He likes to have his progressions and get the ball out of his hands on his own accord. If you're able to get home and just get him off schedule, you don't even have to take him to the ground every single time you get pressure. If you can just get him off schedule, then you have a chance to mitigate their scoring.
And your best way to do that is with obviously with your two best defensive players, and that's in the middle right now.
Yeah.
And that's their weakest area, I think, for the Packers offense. If you watch that game against Washington, they attacked that middle part of the Packers offense, and they had some luck there, or some good production in that area. Kenny Clark, you know he wants to ball out, right? He wants to be like, hey, no, this was definitely the Kenny Clark trade. That's how he wants to see it, and Osa's going to be there for an opportunity too. And, Kevin, one of the things that this defense really wants to do a lot more of and be good at is twists and stunts,
right,
games that
right,
you can do in the middle right. of the defense. As Raku's kind of struggled getting out on the edge and doing a lot of work there, I wonder if they can play some games with that and get some more pressure there.
Now, I'm intrigued by this answer from the 214. Cowboys win because you fall asleep before the game starts. Does that mean it's all a dream that the Cowboys won? And then one more ridiculous one.
Is dream scenario always a sellout to you whenever it's like a TV show or movie or something?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you always like, no, that was a good dream sequence?
It depends, because like at the end of the Bob Newhart show, if it's like a comedy, I can live with that. But
was Atlanta that way? Was it always a dream for him?
Man, I watched all of Atlanta, and I understood a lot of it, but I felt like there was a lot I did not understand, but I still liked it. From the 469, Cowboys win because it's revealed Micah was traded to Green Bay to throw the game for Dallas, and Jerry and Micah were on the same page the whole time, like a WWE plot twist.
That's,
oh, I love it. Cowboys
ESPN
win.
Is reporting more on WWE.
Fact.
So.
Dallas wins because they draw 8+ pass interference penalties. Man, I would
do it.
I would hope you win
every
that game.
Time. Every just throw deep to George Pickens and see if you can get a flag. It doesn't have to be a catch.
Now, nothing revolutionary here, but I've got numbers to really hammer this home. The Cowboys lose because, well, they still can't cover. Now, think about this. Going back to the Bears game. 22 of Caleb Williams' 28 passing attempts, his wide receivers had 3 yards or more of separation. That is a massive number in the NFL, and it was 22 out of 28 times. All four of his touchdowns were on targets where the receivers had more than 3 yards of separation. Now consider this. The last 2 weeks alone, the Cowboys have given up 12 passing plays of 25 yards or more.
Okay.
That's 6 a game. Last year, they gave up 1.9 per game.
Okay.
So we've essentially jumped from 2 of those plays a game to 6.
Yeah, that's definitely a drastic change there for sure.
So not hard to believe that I think that is the reason they could lose.
I think the Cowboys lose because they can't find a second receiving option. Now, when I say that, you're like, yeah, of course. Who's going to be the second receiving option behind Pickens? No, that's not what I'm saying. Who's the second receiving option behind Jake Ferguson? Because the way that the people are playing against the Cowboys and one of the best ways to beat Dak Prescott is just to play lots of too high and force him to pick something underneath. Because Dak Prescott does not love to go deep whenever he has too high safeties. He loves whenever he sees single high. But a lot of these times they say, we're going to shell coverage, and Dak, good luck. You cannot complete enough passes. Your offensive line can't hold up enough. Y'all can't be disciplined enough underneath to drive 80 yards down the field and score a touchdown over and over and over. Y'all want big plays. We're not going to let it happen. So somebody, Jake Ferguson was the benefactor last week. Because the Bears said exactly that, and Jake Ferguson had, 13 targets and 11
catches.
13 catches on 15 targets. And so, that's what Dak's favorite option is underneath. If teams are going to do that, Schottenheimer's got to come up with different plans for Dak to get other receivers involved in the game. And so Pickens has to be the better receiving option than Ferguson as the second receiver. But also Tolbert has to do something. Flannoy and I would love to see if they can get Turpin more space and more opportunities to have big plays.
I would be inclined to agree with that as well. From the 940, Cowboys lose because they have Jerry Jones as the GM and are not good. From the 254,
that is true.
Cowboys lose because the offensive line will fold like a fresh towel. From the 254, Cowboys lose because Micah goes crazy and gets 3 sacks. You know, I know we probably haven't talked about that specific aspect of it as much as other media entities this week, but it is early in the season, and this does feel like a game that Micah cares disproportionately about and really wants to make the Cowboys pay. Now, I don't know if that will happen when the game's still on the line or if it would happen when the game is out of hand. Because that is where he really does excel at picking up a lot of stuff when the game's over.
Oh, he'll definitely hunt one late if he doesn't have one already. I think the terrifying thing is if he has two early in the game, he's going to start believing, man, I can get whenever I want to.
Yeah,
and that could turn into a big snowball effect because of what he would like to do at the end of the game, and that's pick up extras.
Alec, do you have a specific thing you want to throw out there for why the Cowboys will lose this game?
Cowboys lose because, gentlemen, they rely too much on the run game if it is not even working. So if you look at some of the metrics through just a few games for the Packers, that defense is really good. And even after trading away Kenny Clark, they're still among the league's best in stopping the run and yards per carry allowed. They're third in team total defense. They're really, really good defensively. And I feel like the Cowboys, that is, are really confident offensively that they can run the ball. So maybe they rely on it a little bit too much when it matters too much, and they're not moving the ball in the way that they think. They get forced into passing situations that are too obvious, and that secondary has been playing pretty well for Green Bay as well. They don't have the household names that you're going to mention when it comes to corners and safeties, but that defense seems to know what they're doing at least, which we can't really say here in Dallas through three games. They communicate, they execute, they do all the words that we wish we could say here. Everything looks clean. If they run the ball too much and they think it's going to break through one of these times, right, and they're forced into third and long passing situations, they have no shot.
Kevin, two notes from the Brian Schottenheimer press conference today. One, regarding Jadeveon Clowney and how much he'll play. I hope a lot. He's had a good week of practice. He's very excited. We'll be smart with him. So that's an update on that. And then, would you stop everything if Roger Staubach walked into the room?
Yeah. Did he do that in the press conference?
He walked into the press conference. Brian Schottenheimer
He didn't walk into the Taco Boy. No, like, sorry. God. People were looking around, but you know, we are in Arlington, so 5748 Southwest Green Oaks, but I guess he was probably in
Roger,
Frisco.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, if you
want
to come out welcome. To the Taco Bueno. We got plenty of people here, though, by a party box.
Schottenheimer stopped down and said, oh, my goodness gracious, I will stop what I'm doing for this. And Roger said, this is my favorite coach. And then Shotty said, you look good. And he said, I can still throw. I'm such a Cowboys fan. I'm for you. He said, I appreciate that. It's great seeing you. He said, I still love the Cowboys. It's amazing how when I sit down and watch the Cowboys game, I feel like I'm out there. Right now we're okay, but we're going to get better. No doubt. That's the plan. So there you go. That's Roger Staubach in your face. You don't believe him. I don't think you believe in Roger Staubach.
I do.
That's disappointing, Kevin.
What do you mean?
He was the first ever guest on the KNC Masterpiece. He essentially got us a radio show.
What makes you say? Actually, that probably
is
true.
Yeah, that's true.
Because at first, if you didn't know this about us, we were told that we were going to get three tryout shows. And then after the first show, they called us into the office. And I thought for sure it was because we were getting fired because they were like, this show sucks.
We hadn't even been hired yet.
Yeah, and so they were like, we only needed 1 week to make the decision, mm-hmm. which really kind of hurt my feelings. But luckily, that was not the case.
Their big question
whatsoever.
Was, how did you get Roger Staubach on the show?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, yes, thank you, Roger, for getting this
He still
done.
Believes, Kevin.
Hey, I still believe he would be an upgraded quarterback in New Orleans. So if he wants to go down that route, he could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.